Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 26th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. News a little thin today. Got to keep politics out of this stuff. You know what I mean? All right. Google Home becoming less and less of an electronic air freshener every day, thanks to it adding new features all the time. Of course, you now have access to CBS All Access. Of course, this is U.S. only. You can even order crap from Walmart from your Google Home now. Google has now added another thing to Google Home, and that is to remind you. Now, mind you, the reminders actually will be rolling out to everybody, U.S., U.K., Australia, and Canada. And for our French-speaking Canadians, yes, they're even going to have French coming soon for you, too. That's right, Google Home users now can set one-off or reoccurring reminders that could be daily or weekly. You can even set reminders way, way down, months ahead if you want to. Sometimes that's a good thing, yeah. On top of that, reminders will not only come to your Google Home device, but also to your Android devices as well. Of course, as long as it's running Android M+. So yeah, it's finally nice to see these features, considering that Alexa, yeah, that happened way, way back a few months ago. So, you getting ready for your iPhone 10? Eh, let's hope you get one. According to our main man, Ming, out of China, KGI Securities. Yeah, he's the analyst over there. Supply might be kind of tight for the iPhone 10. Imagine that. This always happens when Apple launches a new product. Although we're hearing this may be tighter than normal. So, why is this? Well, because production isn't quite getting where Apple really wants it right now. And they're also figuring that demand is going to be pretty damn high. In fact, they're estimating that pre-orders may surpass 40 or even 50 million units. And we're also hearing that maybe only about 30% of those people might actually get the phone right away. Now, don't worry. Of course, if you want it, Apple will make it. It may just take some time. How much time? It could be till 2018 for some of us. Ah, streaming services. How many do you want to pick through now? Well, you might as well add another one to that bunch. Yes, Fox's FX. Yeah, it's starting to take more shows off of its other services, you know, like Netflix. Yeah, it's going to stick it on its own services now. What does that mean to you? Well, get ready to start paying some more moolah per month if you want to see those shows. Yes, much into the vein like CBS has done with their own CBS All Access. Fox seems to also be taking the same route. This seems to definitely be a trend with the big studios trying to, shall we say, reclaim their property, making the consumers, yeah, have to shell out more money. How much more money, by the way, if you're into these FX shows? $6 more a month. And finally, you might remember this year ago, we talked about that good old Levi's jacket that's got all that electronic crap inside of it, and then we didn't hear anything about it. Well, now it's back, and it's only going to set you back $350. Wow! Now, those of you who don't remember, we'll get you caught up. This was the jacket that had the smart sleeve in it. You know, so basically that sleeve you could control, I don't know, your phone, you know, maybe like a music player, this kind of stuff. Basically, this thing's like a $350 Bluetooth device, considering that regular Levi's jackets cost about $150. Nonetheless, though, if you're into fashion and looks, it has to be said, the jacket does look good and it does what it says on the tin. Mind you, what it does, yes, still quite limited. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Support the British Tech Network, simple to do, paypal.me/British Tech. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, that's with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. I sure hope it's better than it was today, but until then, have yourself a good Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.